But I've got to ask you to just very briefly present the patient you told me about yesterday who was on the so-called negative BEV capecitabine trial. I thought that was fascinating.
Right. So I have a patient who developed liver metastases in 2001 and was randomized to the capecitabine with or without bevacizumab study that we, and she likes to laugh about calling it a negative trial because she's still on capecitabine and bevacizumab. And she had a PR in terms of the study, but I think she's really had a CR in the sense that she had small lesions in her liver that are PET negative, and she leads a very full life, but she does have significant hand-foot syndrome. She's had significant hypertension and nephrotic range proteinuria, changes in her lipid profile, and we've had to carefully manage her toxicity, and at times we've given her breaks. The proteinuria comes down very nicely when you stop the bevacizumab. We've reintroduced it, sometimes at lower dose. We've played with it, but this is 6 years. I only have one patient like this.
But I have a handful of patients who did exactly that with Xeloda alone.
Right, and you absolutely can't
say,
it's always hard to say, and that's always the argument that you can use, and that she just has a very sustained response to capecitabine, but she's really done very well.
I just thought it was fascinating in terms of chronic bevacizumab therapy and, you know, how you adjust it to her proteinuria, et cetera. I mean, I guess that's something we'd love to see happen.